so often. Stories tell of a land far away, somehow enchanted. But this was no land, but a place in latitudes of space or time, or perhaps another essence, in longitudes of ether, a thought in the mind of a friend of God's. A form to us is usually slow to change. Identity persists. But Renantai was a place continuous, where they float through time to breathe. And the people were Sinese-minded, blended into edgeless forms. Intimacy was self-affection, where the self had no extent, and fraternity penetrated to affairs of the divine. More than worlds were their domain, these Siamese-minded folk. Suns, which included all their shining, and moons, which included all their glow. Webs of thought were strung between globes of love and beauty, like a gallery of wonder, trans-celestial, hyper-divine. But none of the moreness of giants or greatness, none of the manyness of millions or tens, vanishing, blooming, flowers of being, disappearing earths of transcendent realms. Images wouldn't steady, and worlds would extinguish, but no thought of slow dying forms, the glory of transformation, flares of elegance, precious, like mothers, tender and warm, quiet, purring words, which worked miracles, as common as dusting the skies. Whether the distance was mine or its, the distance was between, and there in that distance of mine or its was the coming again I expected. And eons had passed, and the loop of space had closed in curls. You could see along the curves of space, just an eon and a half away. Renantai returned, and angels cleared the way. The path of travel was to cross the fields of unbelief, and the work of angels and their trumpets was to clear away the doubt. It was the kindness of the angels to avoid the collision of such wonders and the feeble skeptic of the beauty. It was a gentleness to those fallen in the abyss of realities too small, to stretch the mechanisms they knew about to account for all that is. They didn't allow the mystery to unfold in patient searching, but in arrogance of certainties and fear, put God under glass and existence confined to mass. And death was annihilation, no conservation of the order observed within and by the mind of man, spirit disallowed and body exaggerated to include the soul. But angels are convincing, and trumpets aren't ignored. Now the eon and a half are past, and Renantai is nearer, and blemishes of misery persist in spite of angels. Gentleness couldn't eliminate the blight of doubt too great. So Renantai comes, and angels are sorry, but heaven can't be arranged just to accommodate the lingering ways some have. But I'm happy. And you should be too, for we can be thankful for the refresher. All the hope in words and efforts, all the pleas for mercy, consummate in this return of Renantai and angels. All at once, barely enormous, straight as a curve unbending, sharp as a plane full of light, which spilled so fast it exploded, twirling and shining, spinning in squares, turning the corners with sweetness, like honey slow running, sparkling past the direction in which I was going. Renantai lasted eternity. Its history began and completed, for it couldn't live long at such thunderous speeds. So I salute its coming again.